picking up into us interference. Here we go. See, it's still with this interference, you know, that's something trying to interfere what we're trying to say, because it's important, it's vital, it's a change, it's a transformation, it's newness, it's Pentecost, it's the Spirit, it's the power of God. We've experienced the presence of God. Are you hungry for it? Do you want more? Well, we tell God we want more. We're hungry, God. We've been starving for generation after generation. We're so hungry, you know, we haven't been fed. We need more. We want more. We want heavenly food. We want spiritual food. We want to be fed. We want to stand up and proclaim your name. We want you to do the work that you are doing. Oh, wasn't it incredible this morning to see the Spirit of God move upon people's lives and break through and chains and set people free, bring people in joy, people to rededicate their life to God, for people to receive Christ for the first time, to see that power moving within this place, in a Methodist church. Even. There's no limits to the power of God, only limits we set with our own mindsets, our own barriers, what we place and what we restrict from God. And we're going to have a time to really share about what God said to us over this weekend. And it's not necessarily feedback in the sense of, but it's feedback in the sense of being part of the loop. What God's been feeding us and feeding into us, and what we're going to loop back to God again, that reunites the circle, that makes a whole, that brings, that connects what God's been saying and doing within our lives and within this place, that gives us a vision and a purpose and a direction for the salvation of souls, for people to be covered in the blood of Christ, to be saved by grace and grace alone, and know what it means to receive that grace and that joy within their hearts. There are people here who are weeping in our churches because they don't know the joy of the Lord. Isn't that sad? People have come to church, talked about God, but don't know the joy and love of God in their hearts. I've received that joy and I don't want anything else. I live in that joy. If I can't do anything about it, it just overwhelms me, it overcomes me, and it's wonderful. But sometimes it feels, you know, we are on a battlefield at times, isn't it? And that's why we're talking about putting on the full armor of God, because with the joy comes the enemy, with the joy comes the attack, with the joy comes the waves and the disturbances and the challenges, and we're called to stand firm. And you have to stand firm for one reason. Why is that? Because something's trying to knock you over. And the experience and the opportunity that God has given us this weekend, His presence, His anointing, His work, the enemy is going to come against that in your life, in my life. As I was praying today, and we had somebody's training in the Methodist ministry, and we were talking to them this afternoon for a few hours and try to encourage them, try to save their soul. You know, after what the institution does to them. But it's, you know, and as we prayed, and sometimes you can say discouraging words, and it just slipped out in my mind, and I didn't mean it. I said, oh my goodness me, Methodism is a desert place. Are we only light in Methodism? We're only people who are hungry and seeking God. And then the person said, well, God said to Elijah, I have 7,000 people who have not bowed a knee to Baal. Wow. 7,000 people. Elijah, he defeated the enemy of Baal. He slew the prophets of Baal. He stood against them. He brought down a fire from heaven and victory. He led the parade of God. And then Jezebel comes and says to him, today I'm going to take your life. And did Elijah stand firm? After that amazing, powerful event of God, where the glory of God came down in fire from heaven, the slaying of these enemies, did he stand firm? He ran away and he hid. And that's a danger we have in this moment, that the enemy comes and we run away and hide, even though we've seen the glory and the power of God upon this place. And then Elijah's there in that place, hiding. And God comes to him and he goes, God, I've done all these incredible things. I served you. I honored you. I slayed the prophets of Baal. The fire came from heaven. I glorified your name and I raised your name high. And here I am fearing for my life and trembling, God. I'm here alone. It's just me, Elijah. There's no one else. You know, I stand alone for you. And God says, get over it. Get over it. There's 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal who are faithful to me. And God sent us, get over it. There may be 7,000 people in Methodist churches who have not bowed their knee to the world, to the flesh, to the desires, to sin, to religion. Man, imagine what a 7,000 connection of 7,000 people on fire for God, filled with the Holy Spirit, ready to serve Him, ready to slay the prophets of Baal, ready to demonstrate to the world what the power of God can do, to call down the fire from heaven, the Holy Spirit, to slay the blood of sacrifice of the Lamb of Jesus Christ over the lives of people, to set back the enemy, and to stand firm with the armor of God which He has given us, to stand firm with our feet in the gospel, our studs in the ground, and said, you can come against me, but you will not overcome me. I'm ready for the battle. So we're not alone in this. God is raising up many people in this country for revival. We only need 100. With 7,000, praise the Lord. And let's stand up and claim that 7,000. Let's stand up and claim that we will make that connection, bring these people together through our country who do not kneel their knee to bow. People who are hungry for God, let's make this real. Let's push this forward. Let's not be a dream. Let's not be a fantasy. Let it not be just a moment where we go back into our lives and the world. But let's seek this to be a move. Say to God, I'm a move, God. God, I'm a move for you. God, I'm doing this for you. God, I'm transforming for you. I'm changing for you. I'm hungry for you. I'm being filled for you. God, do your work in me. Let me be a move for you, God. Let me challenge the principalities and powers of my family, my friends, and my community. You come and you transform this through the power of the Holy Spirit. And let me be your vessel, your servant. I'm no longer my own. I'm yours. Wow. I'm no longer my own. I'm yours. I'm free. I'm free from me. I'm free from you. You don't define me anymore. I don't define myself. I'm defined by Him. I'm no longer my own. Nobody can define me because I'm His. And He says who I am. I'm a child of God. So let's come in victory. Let's proclaim what God's doing. Let's talk about God breaking the chains of freedom. Let's talk and proclaim about what God's going to set on fire in this community. Let's talk about how God's set us free. Do not be ashamed. Do not be afraid. Do not be scared. Do not let the enemy come in your mind and tell you not to share. People need to hear your words tonight so they can be set free. When you keep silent, somebody else is not delivered. But your words can deliver as the power of the Spirit moves through you. God has given you this experience not for yourself, but for the salvation of many. So release it, set it free. Fear God more than us. We're encouraging you. There's no need to be afraid. We're with you. We're for you. Be afraid of God. But you don't do what He's called you to do and say what He tells you to say and to do what He wants you to do.